Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at gethumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Thursday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. And what's happening today with Shindaddy and Creighton, Bill?
Big day. A lot of energy going on. It's the Farmer Fashion Show.
Really?
So Shindaddy has a complete runway set up.
No, he doesn't.
He's got a complete runway set up. Lights are dimmed. Spotlights brought in.
Oh, my God.
Hors d'oeuvres and cocktails is from 11:44 to 12:44.
Okay.
And it's local models. Local models will be used.
Men and women.
You got your bib overalls. You got all your farming gear.
Nice.
I thought you got your footwear. You got your steel toe shoes.
Okay.
All those things. You're going to see gear from Carhartt, Dickies, Tractor Supply, and Duluth. And so those are the main. All the above will be there. So it's a farmer fashion show that's getting done. So they'll be up and down the runway. Lights dimmed.
All ages.
Yes. Youth will be involved. Yes. And so
again, time, please.
11:44 to 12:44.
Okay.
If it runs a little long, Steve's going to be flexible.
And there'll be some hobnobbing.
There'll be hobnobbing, and there'll be hors d'oeuvres. And
so the hors d'oeuvres. Do we have any idea like what?
Oh, everything's in a crock pot. Everything's
that,
in a crock. Meatballs, little smokies.
Yeah,
everything's in a crock pot.
Smokies, meatballs.
Oh, yes, and it's some sort of a cheese dip.
Cheese cubes?
Yeah, there'll be cubes. Yes, also
okay.
What's the one that's mixed? It's kind of Colby Jack, maybe yeah, like that, maybe some of that. Thank
this
you.
This is where Jake and Shafe come in.
No,
so far,
I'm not a cheese guy.
Are you profiling?
Yeah, what's that supposed to mean?
What's that supposed to mean? Why do you think Shafe's a cheese guy?
What about that says cheese?
No, nothing. I mean, I just would think that age group might know a little bit more.
I would think that the older age group would think more about cheese than the younger
cheese
age group.
Cubes with you know,
toothpicks.
Everything
yeah, you're there is no.
Do I look like a toothpick guy?
There's no cutlery at all. Everything's a toothpick eating. Yeah. Everything.
God dang, yeah. This is a day.
It's a big day up there. Yes,
it's a great
farmer
fashion show. Yeah, this is farmer fashion.
Farmer fashion show.
I like the idea.
Well, it's one of his best ideas.
I like that, and it's only for an hour.
There's a runway.
Don't miss it.
But there'll be
music in the background playing.
He's not encouraging people to leave right away.
No, right away. And now for the bib overhauls, we have Bert Lingenfelter. And Bert will come down the runway in his bib overhauls.
Does the turn
at the end of the runway.
Oh, does he like brings the thumbs back underneath?
He goes and walks out. That's exactly.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Now, what about purchases? Can you?
What's that? Yes, there's booths set up.
Okay.
There's booths all around the outside of the lobby that they're set up for
this. It's like when you go to the concerts, like the really big ones, they have the big trailers with the merch. That's what they have.
Buy some bibs. Yeah.
So all of a sudden, you want some Carhartt?
Carhartt's got the big trailer out there.
Head over to the truck right over there.
Got the sweatshirts up against the... you know, the sidewalk.
I know exactly what you're talking about. What a day that's going to be. And it's a gorgeous day.
It's a gorgeous day. Yep. A lot of stuff going on.
Thank you to Shindaddy, Midwest Bank, for always having lots of things to do in Creighton.
Yeah.
Midwest Bank in general.
It's a great idea. It's one of his better ideas.
It is.
The voice you heard also in here is Mike Schaefer, 24/7 Sports. His hour is sponsored by Ben Spurk.
The voice of recruiting.
Farm Bureau Financial Services. Please call Ben at 402-217-9945 for your insurance needs. You were telling us, Schaefer, that you enjoyed the bye week.
I did, yeah. It was... I got out of town for a little bit.
Whoa.
Came back. There wasn't much going on. Played a little golf. You know, it was a nice, quiet bye week. It's what I want.
You didn't go to Des Moines, did you?
Did you go to Des Moines with Jake?
I didn't go to Des Moines with Jake. I went to Las Vegas for
a little different.
A little different.
Jake drove to Des Moines. You flew to Las Vegas.
Yeah. That was
the lifestyle is different.
One took more.
That was my wife's like first trip out of town since having the baby. That's where she wanted to go. And so that's where we went. And I lost every sports bet that I made.
Did you? And you know sports.
Well, I like to think that I do. I get reminded that I can't predict things. I can only hope that they happen.
Did you bet on Shindaddy's picks? Because right now he's 2 for 3 every week.
I should have.
He's 2 out of 3 every week.
Didn't listen to Shindaddy.
The highlight, I think you did mention the highlight was watching a Cowboys game. With a bunch of Cowboys fans?
Yeah, well, so that Sunday night game turned out to be pretty good. I was at the Circa where they have the massive screen for their sports book, and there was a ton of Cowboys and Steelers fans there. And so
Cowboys
to come
Steelers.
Down the final 20 seconds of that game was pretty entertaining. That was probably the highlight in terms of sports watch.
And there was a lot of Cowboys fans?
Oh, yeah. There's always a lot of Cowboys fans.
There's Cowboys fans everywhere.
Even when they're one of the worst teams in the NFL right now.
47 points to the Lions they give up.
Are you saying they're one of the worst teams in the NFL, or are they just in a funk?
They're playing like one of the worst teams in the NFL. I don't think talent-wise they're one of the worst teams in the NFL.
I did watch that game. They looked horrible.
It's hard to give up 47 in the NFL.
Well, and they looked bad on offense, too. That was the thing. They looked inept.
Well, they're really one-dimensional. They can't run the football at all, and then you double CeeDee Lamb, where are they going to go? So
apparently nowhere.
Right. Yeah.
Well, Schaefer, regarding this upcoming game, Nebraska-Indiana, 2 days away, you're not going to the game.
I will not be
Sip
there.
Sip will be there. Bill will not. I will not be there. Just Sip will be there in Bloomington. Nebraska, 6-point underdogs at Indiana. What's your early read in this game? Do you feel good about it or not?
I don't know that I feel good about it. I'm excited about it. Like, I think it's got, which sounds weird because it's Indiana, but it's got a big game feel. Like, I've had more people coming up to talk to me about this game than any non-Colorado game this year. I think there's a lot of excitement for it. I think there's some apprehension about what version of Nebraska is going to show up. I think there's some confidence that Nebraska is better than being 6-point underdogs here. And then for me personally, it feels like a big game for the defensive line. Nebraska's defensive line comes and plays well. And in Bloomington, I think they have a great chance of winning that game. I don't know that Indiana has faced a defensive line quite like what Nebraska can bring to Bloomington.
You don't think Charlotte has a good defensive line?
I don't think Charlotte, FIU.
What about Western Illinois?
What do they play? Indiana State?
Oh, hold on.
Western Illinois?
They started, just rip through real quick. They're non-con, FIU, Western Illinois, Charlotte.
Yeah. And then Maryland.
UCLA, Northwestern.
Yeah.
6-0.
The fun conversation is trying to determine which of Maryland, UCLA, and Northwestern is the best of the Big Ten teams that they've faced.
I think Northwestern probably is.
They played UCLA. UCLA was at a happy time. They'd won their first game, not convincingly. They'd won. They were healthy when they went out there, and they went 3 time zones.
Yeah.
And so they deserve some credit for that when you look at it.
100.
To be able to do. So, but no, that's not a juggernaut by any stretch. I mean, but probably the most impressive win was Maryland because they had 3 turnovers.
Yeah.
And won by like 30 points. Or 20
I don't know if you guys remember, one of Maryland's touchdowns came when the official like basically threw a pick on an Indiana player, just opening it up for Maryland to score on the play.
I didn't see that.
That was like it was a big deal in the moment.
They won that, Indiana won that game by 14.
Yeah. 14. They've done a good job pulling away at the end of games where I know Northwestern, it was a 3-point game in the fourth quarter.
All of a sudden it got away.
And Indiana scored, I think, the last 14, 17 points.
I think Indiana scored like 7 drives in a row.
Yeah.
I mean, something like that. It was remarkable.
Their offense is legitimate. This is the best offense Nebraska's faced since Colorado, it's the most functional offense Nebraska's faced at all in terms of its ability to
much more to functional run than Colorado. Colorado's had some talent that was remarkable, but more functional.
I agree. Nebraska's played a lot of one-dimensional teams too, which has helped its defense in some regards. Illinois was maybe the most balanced, certainly played the most balanced, and gave Nebraska the biggest fit. So there's a lot of questions going into Saturday, and for me, I like the spot. I like Nebraska being a little bit of the underdog. I like that they're probably not going to get picked by a lot of people to win this game. Mm-mm. And I think Matt Rhule will do well with that and being able to motivate them.
I think it's good to be an underdog. Yeah. Nebraska's seldom
they're usually the focus. It's like, okay, are they going to get out of the rut? Are they going to do this? Are they? And is Indiana for real? Is Indiana going to be able to hold up against a physical football team?
It's all eyes on Indiana.
Yeah, and so you get to be that other team for once, and
that's a nice place to be.
It's going to be a big Sunday. It's going to be, we used to call it at LSU, Tell the Truth Sunday.
We had
to tell the truth. So for both teams, it's going to be, there's
a good way to put it.
On Sunday, there's going to be a heavy we're not who we thought we were, or these guys, this is much better, or there's something one way or the other. It's going to be a tell the truth.
An angle for a column
I was just going to say.
Don't you steal it.
Is that a speech?
I was thinking when I get tonight, home.
Is that a speech tonight?
Be my angle today.
Today we're going Beatrice. Yes.
Tell the truth
Sunday.
Write it down. I don't write things down very often.
Tell the truth Sunday. That's what it's going to be for both teams. They'll evaluate each other.
That's good, Bill. Steve and I will fight over that
one. Thanks,
Shafe. We're jousting over the last week of steak at Ruhlman's right now. That's what it is.
I'll use it in a speech, use it in a column.
All right.
That's fair. You can take that and run.
Absolutely. That works for me. I don't have a speech. Yeah. So I can't really barter on that one.
All right.
I don't have either one. I don't have a job. Steve brings it up quite often.
I did not bring it up.
No, but you do.
I don't.
It's been a big deal with you.
I don't.
He does.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Earlier he goes, well, it's kind of interesting that that Google Me is 63 and he has a job, Bill. You were thinking it.
It was said like that in that form. It really was.
Wow.
Have you thought about that one, Shafe?
Don't say that.
That he's 63 and he got hired at age 62? That doesn't happen much. Not at all. It doesn't happen at all.
88% of the work week is spent communicating, typing, talking, and going back and forth on topics until everyone is on the same page. It's time for a change. It's time for Grammarly. Grammarly's AI ensures your team gets the point across the first time, eliminating misunderstandings and streamlining collaboration. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences. Whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon in just one click. 4 out of 5 professionals say Grammarly's AI boosts buy-in and moves work forward. It integrates seamlessly with over 500,000 apps and websites, is implemented in days, and is IT approved. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who trust Grammarly to elevate their communication. Visit grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly, enterprise ready AI.
At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
In Power Four, it doesn't happen at all.
And it's a unique situation with Houston, but Willie Fritz is in that range.
Yeah,
in that range. That's who I think of when I think of Indiana's coach. I think of Willie Fritz.
Guys getting
opportunities that they've earned through great
success
at kind of a lower or thought to be lower level.
Willie Fritz is like a Jerry Kill. Yeah. As far as how he's worked himself up, he is at all levels.
Willie Fritz is like my favorite college football.
Schaefer has been a fan of Fritz for years.
Willie Fritz, 64.
Yeah. Well, and the cool thing to me about Willie Fritz is everywhere he's went, he's done it differently.
Yeah.
He at Georgia Southern was very different than at Tulane. Yeah. I think at Houston's going to be very different than he was at Sam Houston State before that. I mean, he's just one of those guys.
He adjusts.
Massively successful.
Yep. He adjusts.
Shay, for the last couple of weeks, Nebraska's offense has not been very good. So they score 14 points in a win against Rutgers. The next week, Wisconsin scores 42 points on that
same
Rutgers team.
How do we know Wisconsin's not just picking at the bones of what Nebraska left out there?
Maybe, possibly.
I'm just throwing that out. I can't tell you. I didn't see a single second of
but
that
But we
game.
Asked the question, if Indiana's offense does put up a lot of points, which they have been shown they can, 40-plus points in every game this year, can Nebraska keep up in a potential shootout game?
I mean, that's kind of that's one of the big questions, you know, in this game as well, is how many points is Nebraska actually going to need if they're going to come out on the other side victorious? How many can they actually get? I mean, they haven't scored they haven't scored more than 21 points offensively in any game against a Power 5 team, I think. Illinois had 24. I think that would be the
Colorado, Nebraska? Yeah.
28 yeah. against Colorado. I mean,
Colorado against Colorado.
Yeah, but there's a pick six. Colorado and Purdue both have the pick sixes.
Offensive scores.
Yeah, so not to say that they couldn't possibly score defensively or on special teams, but yeah, I mean, the offense hasn't quite been humming. I'm really curious if they are able to, through play design or scheme, able to find a way to get a few more big plays. I don't know if Indiana's defense might be susceptible to a few more big plays. I mean, I would like to see more from Jalen Lloyd. I would like to see a Nebraska receiver 100. Catch it and run with it
100.
For like longer than 3 yards. It feels like the
break yak, the tackles.
You know, when you go back and you look at the first six games of the season, it's hard to come up with a lot of plays where there's just someone on Nebraska's offense running to daylight. Mm-hmm. A lot of, you know, long, I wouldn't say plotting drives, but a lot of drives that require, you know, a high amount of plays and you're not getting a lot of yards after catch or long runs or explosive plays. So I'm curious if they went to the drawing board over the 2 weeks, have come up with some stuff, if they can utilize that against Indiana, make it a little bit easier so you don't have to have these big, you know, little chunk drives, I guess is how you would describe it, where you're going 10 to 12 plays, 75 yards, and you're not getting more than 8 to 10 yards on any individual
play. A great example is on the fake punt when Buscini hit Lloyd, and Lloyd let that guy get him.
That was shocking to me.
Yeah, Rule mentioned it. That's the kind of play that you got to break that tackle and keep going. I mean, it wasn't he just clipped his foot.
Sure.
You know, he's clipped his foot. He can't let that happen. Coach Sipple noted that right away.
Did that come
in
up
the press box
to Sean? He's got to make that run.
Well, because you knew that it wasn't a foregone conclusion. Nebraska was even going to be able to get the next first down with how things were going.
Exactly.
Yeah, can I pose a question to the three pundits here? Is this the biggest game in the history of Indiana football?
I don't know that.
It's hard.
Big Noon is there. Kickoff, big sellout. Big Noon is there. Urban Meyer's there.
Yeah.
It's a sellout.
And they have Joel Klatt.
Joel Klatt's there. And it's a chance to go to 7-0.
It's tough because their other really notable big season came during the pandemic where you couldn't have fans. You didn't get that pomp and
circumstance. It's the biggest game in the history of their school.
I don't know their history.
They haven't won a bowl game since 1961.
That's true.
So that should kind of put a little bit of a...
They've never won 10. Yeah.
Weren't they? They were like 6-1 when they came to Lincoln in 2019. Weren't they pretty?
They were good that year. But they weren't six. They weren't 6-1.
Right.
No.
So well, and, it wasn't and they're at the, home the big
and,
noon.
And Big Noon. And yeah. I don't think it's a bigger game in the history of their school.
It might be.
This is the biggest game.
I mean, I have no way of arguing both either for that or against it, so I can just accept it.
Well, the most you could probably do
is... I can just accept it. I'm with Bill on it.
There's probably historical somewhere can say, but there'd only be maybe one more game.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, no. In Nebraska, you could, if you start going through games, like, this is the biggest game ever. And you're going like, well, hang on. I can name about 40 others that were really big, and we left for debate.
We're older gentlemen, and I can tell you, Bill, you've never... click through TV games and said, wow, that stadium is packed in Indiana today.
No.
Never. That stadium. Yeah. It's
no. I said earlier, Schaefer, I said I want to get the vibe from Steve, because if it's not complete mayhem, they're 6-0 and it's and big know. And 72 and sunny.
And I don't think there'll be a Nebraska takeover because the hotel rooms you can't find one. A Fairfield Inn is 600 a night. Right. It is.
Yeah. Well, that doesn't mean that there won't be a Nebraska
takeover.
There'll
be some.
There'll be fans there.
I think I know more people going to that game than any other road game thus far.
Okay, I'll see on that.
So, but I mean, that might
just
be
10,000.
Anecdotally. Yeah. Yeah, I don't think it's going to be like 30,000.
Right.
Nebraska
fans. What I'm talking about. Yeah. When I say takeover.
It'll be hard to tell. Both in
Well, that is true.
It is kind of hard to tell.
It's a darker hue
for Indiana.
No, it's hard to tell.
It'll be hard to tell because some there, everybody's going to be in red and white.
Right.
So you won't just jump out at you.
If they're, it'll if they're be playing. Hard to tell.
There was a game a couple years ago, Indiana, when they had Michael Penix at that point.
Okay.
They were had a good record, and they played Ohio State and lost by 7. It was like 35-28.
Right.
And it was like a back and forth.
Yeah, but I think that was
they
COVID.
Belong.
I think that was 2020.
Yeah. Okay. But that was, it was a big game, and they showed that they belonged
remember
in that game.
That led to the whole controversy. That was Indiana's only loss, and then Ohio State wasn't going to play enough games to qualify for the preseason rule, and all of the because Michigan didn't end up playing Ohio State that year. So there's just a lot that went into.
Those were not better times.
Oh, no, no.
Times.
That sucked.
No.
It sucked. Not good times. Schaefer, in terms of recruiting, though, again, it is a big game for Indiana, big for Nebraska. For Big Noon kickoff, you talk to the recruits all the time. How big is it to have a nationally televised game like this one?
Well, I mean, I think I don't know that the recruits care that Big Noon kickoff is there necessarily, but what they care about is that Nebraska can be part of the national conversation. Sure. I mean, these are the sort of games that if you want to get a Cortez Mills to flip from Oklahoma or a Dawson Merritt from Alabama, Nebraska needs to win this game. Yeah. And then not only does Nebraska need to win this game, they have to then make it travel the next week to Columbus and go play a good game against Ohio State and prove that you deserve to be part of the national conversation. I mean, the loss to Illinois, while I think we have sort of gone overboard with what that means big picture for Nebraska, it just muted all of your momentum that you had coming out of that Colorado game. I mean, people were ready to jump on board with Nebraska. They lose to Illinois. You start back over. Indiana gives you the opportunity to climb out of that hole and announce yourself. Different Nebraska, different era, different program. And so you need to be able to take advantage of these opportunities because you have some big games coming forward. But really, if you think about it, this two-game stretch, Indiana, Ohio State, you get two highly ranked teams on very visible stages. Mm-hmm. It's a great opportunity to show what Matt Rhule Nebraska football is all about. And so if you can't take advantage of this week or next week, you're probably not getting Michael Terry or Cortez Mills or Corey Sims or Dawson Merritt or any of these people that are really kind of looking at you. And then you're having to go back to, okay, we have to go sell. Like, this is what we want to be. Well, people want to see that you can actually win games in that setting instead of either just hanging around or just straight losing. So it's time for Nebraska to win a big game.
Yeah, it's not. I don't think the conversation is pleasant around here if Nebraska hangs close. And
no, there is no moral. This is not a year of moral victories.
No.
This is a year where you need to kind of show, like, hey, we moved the ball forward. There's also the underlying conversation of you're at 5-1. If you win on Saturday, we don't have to have the conversation about bowl games
yep,
again.
You're in.
Then you're already at 6-1. You're not talking
Ooh,
about,
that would be nice.
You know, oh, is Nebraska going to be able to qualify for the Quick Lanes Bowl in Detroit or the Pinstripe Bowl? No, you're 6-1, and it's like, maybe they're going to be going to Tampa at the end of the year. maybe they're playing in the Cheez-Its Bowl. Maybe they're doing this, doing that, you know.
Because we're doing a live remote from the show. I mean, from the bowl game.
And you'll be part of it.
Yeah, come on. We hope you come with us.
Yes, we'll be part of it. Jake is
working on that. I will have to figure out my holiday plans. But yeah, I mean, I think that's the other kind of quiet part of the conversation.
It is.
Just remove the whole bowl thing with a win on Saturday. You get a huge win. You've beaten a ranked team. We don't have to hear about that Matt Rhule stat anymore. We don't have to hear about last bowl game since 2016 because you're now on pace for it. And more than likely, you're going to be ranked. You're going to be talked about, and that's going to be a big game against Ohio State.
Yeah,
it sets the table in a huge way.
There it is. 100. Good time to bring the music.
If you have any questions for Mike Schaefer, please call or text 402-464-5685. Bill's Thrills is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
88% of the work week is spent communicating, typing, talking, and going back and forth on topics until everyone is on the same page. It's time for a change. It's time for Grammarly. Grammarly's AI ensures your team gets the point across the first time, eliminating misunderstandings and streamlining collaboration. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences. Whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon in just one click. 4 out of 5 professionals say Grammarly's AI boosts buy-in and moves work forward.
It integrates seamlessly with over 500,000 apps and websites, is implemented in days, and is IT approved. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who trust Grammarly to elevate their communication. Visit grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly, enterprise ready AI.
At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at gethumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.